Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Italy have defeated Austria after 120 minutes. Denmark have thumped Wales to secure their spot in the quarterfinals, and the English FA have doubled down on Gareth Southgate. This is your overnight update by Optus Sport for Sunday, the 27th of June. I'm James Lawrence, and I'll be getting you up to speed on the latest news and results from Euro 2020.
Spinazzola. Chiesa's in again here. Chiesa! Breakthrough for Italy. In extra time.
Italy have secured their place in the quarterfinals of the Euros after defeating Austria 2-1 at Wembley. With the scores locked at 0-0 after 90 minutes, it took extra time to separate the two sides, with the opening goal coming in the 95th minute, courtesy of Federico Chiesa. Matteo Pessina then put the game beyond the reach of the Austrians, who, despite a late consolation goal, were not able to force a penalty shootout. The Azzurri will now play the winner of Belgium's match against Portugal for a spot in the semi-finals. Elsewhere in the morning's other round of 16 tie, Denmark have thumped Wales 4-0 in Amsterdam. It took 27 minutes for Kasper Dolberg to open the scoring for the Danes and 48 minutes for Dolberg to double his money. The score remained 2-0 until the final few minutes when Joachim Myler and Martin Brathwaite finished the rout in a match that also saw Wales as Harry Wilson red-carded in stoppage time. Legendary Danish goalkeeper Thomas Sørensen was unsurprisingly delighted with the performance, speaking on Optus Sport's live match coverage.
Yeah, it makes me so proud, even though I'm far away, but to see all these celebrations and colours and how much Denmark is behind this team is fantastic, and can't wait for the quarterfinals now.
Here's what Welsh captain Gareth Bale had to say after the match.
Obviously, to finish the game how we did is disappointing, but the boys are frustrated, the boys are angry, it's understandable, and I'd rather us go out like that, kicking and screaming, than laying off and doing nothing.
The English FA have confirmed their desire to extend manager Gareth Southgate's contract with their national team, regardless of the outcome of England's match with Germany on Tuesday morning. Chief Executive Mark Bullingham has stated that the FA's support is unwavering and that Southgate has done really well on and off the pitch in every aspect. Should England defeat Germany at Wembley, they'll play the winner of Sweden's match against the Ukraine for a spot in the semi-finals. Tomorrow morning, the Netherlands will take on the Czech Republic and Belgium will face Portugal. You can catch all the action live and exclusive on Optus Sport, coverage starting from 1:30 a.m. Eastern. And that's all the latest Euro 2020 news. I'm James Lawrence. I'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.